The first reading is Psalm 27, which can be found at page 514 of the Old Testament section of the Bible. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire of his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high on a rock. Now my head is lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek his face. Your face, Lord, do I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger, you who have been my help. Do not cast me off. Do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. If my father and mother forsook me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they are breathing out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. And the New Testament reading is taken from Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 11, which is page 114 of the New Testament section. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over the course of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come down in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.
Thank you, Ali. We join in prayer. we thank you for the reading of Scripture and the hearing of your word. And we give you this time. And we pray that what is spoken will ring with truth. What is heard and understood will be touched by your Spirit. And what is decided will lead us on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake. Amen. Climbers. Waiting in line to ascend to the summit of Mount Everest. It's crowded up there these days in the narrow good weather band a few weeks around about now when people can get to the top. The Nepalese government issues a record number of permits every year. Produces more income for the local economy. More and more people are ready to have a go. Whether they're climbing for charity or for their own personal best or whatever. Still. It's not, in mountaineering terms, apparently, a very difficult mountain to climb. But for the height and the fact that the top 2,000 feet or so, there is virtually no oxygen at all. It's called the death zone. You have to carry your own limited supply. Not very difficult, but for the height and the fact, as I say, that the top is the death zone, and getting down is every bit as dangerous as getting up. 11 climbers died up there last week. The last thing you want to have to do at the top of Everest is wait. It's our world, isn't it? Those long basket queues in Sainsbury's for the self-checkouts. Some poor soul struggling to scan a few items. The red light keeps flashing. The duty operator scurries around from checkout to checkout, punching in codes, swiping her identity card. The queue, meanwhile, gets more and more frustrated, or else, as one observes frequently, resignedly resorting to their phones. The last thing you want to have to do is to wait. You're trying to order something online. It's the new way. You used to have to go to Broadmead or up and down the White Ladies Road, but now you can do it all from the convenience of your living room. But how many times it doesn't recognize your password? Or you've forgotten it. And that annoying little circle keeps going round and round and round. The last thing you have to want to do is to wait. Can I mention Brexit again? The smoothly integrated just-in-time delivery system all the way across Europe. Anything can be delivered to just about anywhere just when it is needed. Medicines, manufactured parts, food, flat-pack furniture, via lorry, ferry, tunnel, train, just in time. Not like in the old days, huge warehouses, delays. The last thing you want to have to do is wait. Waiting times in hospitals. We rejoice when they go down and get worried when they go up. Traffic queues on the M5. It's great to get from one end to the other without being held up. The last thing you want to do is to wait. On Ascension Sunday, the Gospels end in mystery. Jesus is taken up. A promise to return, a promise to send the Holy Spirit. And the motley crew, those disciples, now apostles, hang on Jesus' words in the room in Jerusalem. He ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. But I know the last thing we want to have to do is to wait. I know it's only a week or so till the promise of the Father, Pentecost. I know in Luke's account in Acts, it is the very next chapter when the tongues of flame come down and everybody hears voices in their own language. I know that in our culture, our faith is under pressure to perform just in time. I know we'll only get a hearing if we can show that God is here, that the promise has been kept, that the churches are being filled, that the communities are being transformed, that the sicknesses are being healed. I've seen Britain's Got Talent. The magicians who reveal their hidden card tricks in a flash. I've heard those frustrated Brexit voices. Just get on with it. The last thing you want to have to do these days is wait. But what if the message of Ascension Sunday is precisely wait for the Lord? Wait for the Lord. Usually that's the longing, yearning, drawn-out, long wait of Advent. Usually Ascension Sunday is for looking up, looking beyond, seeing something of the great mystery. God no longer in Galilee, but everywhere on earth. What's the slogan? God is nowhere. God is now here. The Ascension sets the scene for the coming of the Holy Spirit. But what if the message of Ascension to a just-in-time world is wait for the Lord? Not like in Advent, but the almost but not quite waiting of the Everest queue, the supermarket checkout. God is close to hand. His promises are no more than a breath away, a verse away. Pentecost is just round the corner. But today, wait for the Lord. Holy waiting, you might say. Every moment, waiting for God. The most authentic kind of Christianity acknowledges that God is not here, not yet, not quite, not in any way that can be seen, not so that we can point to him in the church, not in the joyful moments of life, nor yet in the painful moments of life, but not in those moments. Or rather, in the waitingness of those moments. When we're frustrated because the world is not as it should be, when the illnesses continue and the injustices spread and warfare rages and negotiations just go on and on, when we can't have what we want when we want it, wait for the Lord, waitingness, where God is to be found. So let me tell you about Alex Honnold, who in 2017 climbed the 3,000 plus feet tall granite cliff of El Capitan in Yosemite Valley, California, without a rope, free soloing, they call it, all the way from the bottom to the top. In contrast to the Everest climbers, the whole thing took about 4 hours. It used to take 27 days. No waiting, no delay. Indeed, the key so Alex Honnold has explained it, was to keep moving. I've been high on rock faces, nothing quite as dramatic as that, and I accept exactly that the key is to keep moving. Any waiting around on a hold means cramps starting in the legs, strength failing, in his case, falling all the way to the ground. The key, he said, was weeks of preparation, climbing over and over the route with ropes and companions, going over every inch of the climb till he knew it like the back of his hand. And days and days in the valley spent contemplating, imagining, exercising, preparing, till the climbing of the cliff was as real as if it was already here. That, I think, is like the waiting of ascension. The motley crew watching as their leader was taken up out of their sight, with only his words to hold on to, wait for the promise. That's what it means to live by faith. To get on with life knowing both that God is nowhere to be seen and at the same time he is now here to be seen. Not so much longing for something distant, beyond and outside of reach, but waiting for something as close as our next breath. The kingdom of God, my friends. Like the Everest summit, it is very close. But waiting for it is like the free solo climbing of El Capitan. It is virtually here if we live by faith in every moment. What it means to wait for the Lord. Be strong, take heart, and wait for the Lord. And we will know him in the waiting.